Welcome to today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola City Manager Ben Reeves about the most recent Indianola City Council meeting. The Indianola City Council met in regular session Tuesday due to the Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday on Monday, and one of the things talked about was a major site plan for a daycare center at 1010 North Jefferson Way. First off, talk a little bit about that plan coming to council, kind of the route it's gone, and what people can expect here in the future.
Sure. There's definitely a need for child care facilities in our community, and we wanted to support this project going forward. The biggest concern with this one is its location in proximity to Iowa Avenue and Jefferson and the traffic flows. Special consideration was really taken into that, recognizing that as the properties to the north and east of that daycare center develop, we wanted to make sure that there is good connectivity so that we could lessen the number of connections onto Iowa Avenue, and that we have good connectivity as the entire parcel develops in the future.
Another thing talked about by council was a rezoning request from Missouri Valley Line, their training facility, a big economic boost for Indianola when that facility moved in, and now I believe they want to do a little of expansion, correct?
They do. They're a great partner and asset to our community and bring a lot of students into our community each and every year. And one of the things that they would like to see is an expansion of the number of hotel rooms in our community and restaurant facilities that are co-located or closer to their facility that they can help their facility continue to grow. And so they are looking holistically at their entire parcel and how it could lay out with not only the educational aspects of it, but the for-profit aspects of adding another hotel and a restaurant into our community. They've done a lot of studies in that regard to make sure that our community can absorb additional business traffic. And what those studies illustrate is that we sure can.
There was also a public hearing scheduled for planned unit development for the village. Council elected to keep that public hearing open until their next meeting on February 6th. Talk about that process and kind of what it means for the council and constituents here in Indianola.
Sure. So when a public hearing is scheduled, there's a lot of noticing requirements that the city must follow. And of course, we had a public hearing scheduled, anticipating that the Planning Commission would act upon the item that was coming forward to them. So when it was scheduled and opened within the City Council, we needed to maintain and have it stay open because the Planning Commission wanted to take a little bit of extra time in the review of this project. Some residents came out, several residents had some concerns, and Wesley Village did a great job trying to listen to those concerns, make some modifications to those plans. They plan to have some public meetings with the residents of that area, bring it back through Planning Commission, and then onto the City Council. By maintaining the public hearing open, it allows that process to continue and for us to receive input for the entire duration of that period of review.
In the council study session before the regular meeting, there was not only some budget discussions, which we can get into at a later date, but a report on the downtown facade and interior improvement program, kind of the next step of our square improvements that, you know, take place over many years. Talk about that report and where the council is moving forward and just kind of some information you want to pass along.
Sure. So about 10 years ago, or maybe a little more than that, the city had a facade program at that time. And so our community development department, Emily, our planner, gave a great presentation talking about the improvements that were made back then utilizing grant and loan proceeds to make improvements to square, and how that came back as a great return on investment to the community as property values increased overall. We're trying to perpetuate that, and the City Council is setting aside, or has set aside last year, $125,000 to perpetuate the facade program this year. And really, it's designed to incentivize and encourage the business owners to take improvements and make improvements to their buildings, just like we have just made to the beautification of the entire square, and to keep those buildings up, have the values increase, and just give a facelift to our community to really perpetuate that and leave a legacy for years to come.
Thanks to Ben Reeves for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.